Today is Monday, March the 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm back from my vacation. Back from the vacation. And I'm having a little bit of audio issues today. I mean, I sound okay. You guys may notice that I sound different. I talked about this on the last Mix Minus that I was on. I mean, I did take a podcasting break while I was snow skiing. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't on Geeky Gay, or there was no Geeky Gay. Daniel recorded Mix Minus without me. And so everything just kind of went on without me. And when I came back, I purchased a Rodecaster Pro. All of the various podcasters have been talking about Rodecaster Pro, and I felt left out. I don't know. Daniel keeps talking to me. He's like, you need to buy the Rodecaster Pro. You need to buy the Rodecaster Pro. And so I bought it. And there are some issues that I'm, it's funny, you know, I cannot find equipment that meets every single need that I have. So when I want a mixer that sounds exactly the way I want it to, I can get as much gain out of it as I want. I can be as loud or as soft. I don't have any hum or buzz or weird, you know, anything in my audio. But I do both live and recorded. So I do live shows on Mix Minus. Sometimes I do other live shows for Pride 48. And so that it needs to sound good coming out of the mixer into whatever computer I'm streaming with. But then also, it needs to sound really good in the recording. I just have so many different things, and I need multiple inputs and multiple outputs, and I need to do, you know, I need to be able to do Mix Minus and all the kind of stuff, you know, that you guys, a lot of you won't even know what I'm talking about, but I need to be able to do that. And I've never found one mixer that does every single thing exactly the way I need it to be. It's a very frustrating thing because I feel like I'm always buying new equipment, and then I'll find there'll be pros and cons for that piece of equipment, and then there'll be some other equipment that fills in the cons, but maybe has cons that are the pros of the other. So if I talk about this, so the one that I had before, the Zoom LiveTrack L12, is a great mixer. I mean, it really did a lot of stuff. The audio coming out of it, I thought, sounded really good. The recordings were great when I would go in to edit the recordings and everything. But the problem was that the live recording or the live streaming was not as good because, and it's hard to describe, but basically the main thing that was wrong with it, and they could fix it with a firmware update. They could fix it with just one firmware update, and then I could use the Zoom LiveTrack and it do everything that I want it to do. But the problem was that because it has so many, it has a lot of routing options. So you have 6 different outputs, or maybe 7 different outputs. And each of those outputs, you can mix them differently. So you can say, I want, you know, channel 1 to be this volume on this output, but on this other output, I want channel 1 to be higher. I want it to be louder, you know, and it's for a lot of times when you're making live music, a singer may want to hear themselves louder than they hear the background music or vice versa. And you could go in and you could tweak it and you could say singer number 3, I want her volume for the drums is going to be this much, but her volume that what she's going to hear of the trumpets is going to be this much. And you could tweak every little thing, which is great. But when you're doing a live recording, like a podcast recording, and you want to fade some music, let's say, so you want to bring music up and down. And so I like the beginning of Geeky Gay, when I, you know, I play it really loud and then I fade it down. Well, the thing is, because you've mixed all these separate outputs separately, you can't fade live. You could fade the master out live, but you can't fade so that it affects every single one of those mixes. Again, it's very hard to describe. So I never could do a live fade of my music when I'm doing stuff live. And that's a big part of doing live, is you want to be able to play a music clip, even if it's not your bumper, even if it's just something you want to talk over or something like that. You want to be able to fade it down, and you want your co-host on Skype or Zoom or whatever to also be able to hear you and not be hearing the music really loud. You want your live stream. And so that was the big deal. So I had to actually hook up a separate soundboard that had a fader on it. So the Zoom Live Track fix, or sorry, the Rodecaster Pro fixes that, and it has some other built-in stuff, but there are parts of it that I don't like. For instance, it doesn't have as many outputs, and the outputs on it don't seem to be as high quality. And so as the ones on the Live Track. So for instance, it has a TRRS cable that you're supposed to be able to use, but the main use case for that is a phone. So if you want to hook up a phone. So if I want to use that to hook up a computer, I'm getting this weird, I've switched out the cables to multiple different cables. No matter what I do, I'm getting this weird buzzing on the audio that's coming from the mixer to that computer when I use. Now it has a USB connection, and that one is perfectly clean, but there's only one of those. And there are other things. So I don't know why I'm spending all this time going over the Rodecaster, but it's really cool. It has a lot of really cool effects. It has an onboard soundboard so that I can go in and I can load the sound effects directly on the mixer, which I really do like that. And so, you know, if I want to play some, I don't know, a harp or something, you know, that's built directly into the mixer. Now, I could do that before. I have a soundboard on my iPad and I could do that, but that app was giving me problems and I don't know, yada, yada, yada. So there were the other, and it's nice having it built into the mixer, but I have to go through this whole thing about, okay, what does it do well? What does it not do well? You know, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It's just one of those things that I will learn how to use it, and then I may switch back and forth. I still have my Live Track. I thought about selling it to save some money, because now I have two different Live Tracks. I have the big one that I take to Pride 48 events, but I also have this smaller one that I use at home. And then I also have my old mixer that was great, my Behringer mixer that I loved, but it was starting to get some static in it when I would do the faders up and down. And so that's one of the main reasons I replaced it when I did. And then I've got an even older one, which was the first one I used ever. So I've been playing around a lot with that yesterday and today, or with the new Rodecaster. Oh, I just hit my microphone. Great. I've been playing around and you know, just trying to get the settings, because it has some inbuilt effects. It has a noise gate. It has a compressor. It has some other things, a de-esser, all this stuff. And I've been watching all these YouTube videos. And because my bonus is coming up, I always like to, and I know we have a house now, so we're doing some stuff. We're going to be working on the backyard and the patio and all of that kind of stuff. And so I'm going to be spending money on that. But, you know, I like to buy myself some toys when I get my bonus. I put a lot of it in savings. I put a big chunk of it in savings, or, you know, invested or whatever the case may be. And then I put some into the house or my car or the apartment or, you know, whatever we're doing at the time. But now that we own a house, a big chunk of it is going to go to that. Although I had saved some money that we didn't use last summer. So we, you know, I talked about on here last summer doing a bunch of stuff and we couldn't find a landscaper, and we still haven't found a landscaper. So I don't know, but how that's going to go. I mean, I'm hoping now that people are starting to get out more, maybe there won't be that COVID, I want to have my landscaping done and have a pool put in. Maybe that'll lessen a little bit. And so maybe this spring we can get some work actually done. I don't know. We have a lot of people moving into this area and all buying new houses and having landscaping done. So I don't know. But we found an online landscape design company that we're going to try out. They'll do, you just take photos and videos of your yard and you do, you have two or three different sessions with them. They do everything online and they send you all the designs, a CAD file, all that. And you can give that to your contractor, your landscaper, whoever's going to do the work. I mean, the trick is going to still be finding someone to do the work, but we'll see. So other than that, I still want to spend a little bit on toys. And when I say a little bit, you know, I mean, a little bit. And I did buy this mixer, but since I bought that before my bonus, you know, I could still use a little bit more and buy some other stuff. So I've been looking at, I've always wanted to do live video and recorded video. I never liked the way I look, and I'm not going to be able to buy any equipment that I'm going to like the way I look. Like, that's not going to be possible. But maybe just like my voice. I didn't like my voice when I first started podcasting. So maybe just like my voice, I'll get used to how I look on camera and be okay with it. But I really find the process and the equipment and all of that to be fascinating, to be really cool. And I like to use it. And so, I don't know. I'm still thinking that's something that I may want to do is get some more video equipment. Not cameras. I have cameras. I have lenses. But I'm looking at a live video switcher to add. And also, because my laptop that I normally use to stream died, I'm considering buying another computer. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm actually considering buying a Mac. Oh my God, I love Windows, but what I found is that it seems that all these people that use Macs for audio and video production, they don't seem to have problems with fan noise and humming and buzzing and all of this kind of stuff, and they don't have, you know, the CPU issues when you're trying to do stuff and all that. And I saw some reviews on the new Mac Mini M1. With the new M1 chip that Apple put with it. And apparently it is amazing. And it's the lowest priced Mac that I think you could ever buy. And it worked, like the base model appears to work for all of the video, audio, streaming, anything you could possibly want to do with some of these YouTubers that I watch. And so I'm kind of interested to see, you know, is that something that I could use? And I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we went skiing. I didn't talk anything about it today. I promise I am gonna talk. We had a good time. It was fun. I don't think either of us caught COVID, so hopefully we're good. We both feel okay today, so we'll wait another couple of days and see how that goes. I'll try to talk about it some more on upcoming shows this week. I'm also gonna talk about it on Mix Minus and Throwing Down, so there'll be plenty of information. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com.